Oh, groovy. Oh, yay. Okay. So, you know, I was thinking about how one of the things I love about Insiders is that it's not at night. I know the East Coast people are probably saying, yeah, I agree. All right. Somebody else popped in.
Diane popped in.
Diane popped in. Okay. I think we're ready for you, Jamie, for the intent, and then we'll move on out from there.
Okay. The intent. Shift Insiders is a business shifting mastermind focused on the principle of abundance. To that end, we are willing to be visible, accessible, and to give and receive abundantly. Our intent is to move forward, dissolve barriers, walk together with the awareness that we are meant to share who we are with others. Our business is love loving itself, light shining, mind expanding.
That is so clear when you read it. And so you got to read Intents twice this week. And then they were both just like, clear.
I needed it,
clear.
Too. I'm so glad.
I'm glad you got to read it then. Yay. All right. So we're going to, and we're so happy Cheryl's here, and she gets to experience our crazy insider group, which we love, love, love our insider group. We're a little crazier in our inside group. That I think it might be, because now we get to do the action of it, and also we're just goofier in our insider group. But we're also very focused on getting our stuff out there, so the love-loving, mind-expanding, light-shining stuff out there. So the first 30 minutes, that we're going to review what happened in the last month, and then we'll go to Jamie and find out what's going on with her, and Cheryl will get to experience the joy of insiders. So I could go down the list in the way that I have them, if that's the easiest, or if you want to start, Jamie, you're last. So do you want me to just call on people, or do you somebody want to volunteer?
Just call.
Just call on my brother? Okay, no. That made me think of that song. Okay, so I'll start. Yeah, could you sing it? Go for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool.
Okay.
All right, let's call on Jet.
Yeah, I very wisely unmuted myself because I had a funny feeling that I was going to end up being first on the list because I seem to remember the list going that way.
It isn't. You're not first. I thought I would fool you, so obviously I didn't.
No, it's like, okay, whatever. Because I'm first on this intent list, that's for sure. The Women's Council Missions in 2017 intents, I'm first on that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I said I was going to be invisible as myself this month. And it didn't really work out that way, but in a way it did. I learned from it, so I think that's important, right?
Right. Well, which part didn't it work? The invisible or myself or both?
The invisible. In a manner of speaking, both ways, but mostly just the invisible part. The only time I was really invisible was when I forgot my phone or, you know, something like that. When I kind of did the self-fulfilling prophecy thing, I set myself up to actually succeed rather than fail. And by, you know, conveniently forgetting certain technological things that allow me to be available, leaving the phone in the other room where I couldn't hear it ring, various and sundry things, forgetting to log on, forgetting to do this, forgetting to do that. There's all of those little things that I just, you know, it's like I forgot to do it. Oh, so, you know, I'm setting myself up to succeed at this. So that worked out anyway. And I was like, okay, you know, if that's what it takes. And I did mention, I think it was last month, I mentioned that, you know, I was really sick for a couple of days, and I decided I really didn't need to be sick in order to get the whole message, you know, in order to be able to be invisible or, you know, not be constantly on call. So the interesting lesson that I learned from that was that I need to pay a lot more attention to the detail of what I actually mean. And that's in the past 4 or 5 days, I've actually paused and observed what it was I said and sat with it for a moment or two and said, is that what I really mean? Mm. And then I thought about that, because what it did was it brought up a bunch of emotions. It brought up a bunch of feelings around it. And the feelings didn't feel like they want that, like they were the things that I really needed to experience. And that I really wanted. I mean, a lot of the feelings that came up around these things that I was saying, these phrases that I was saying, were about limitation. And I really don't stand for limitation. One, I don't put up with it. Two, I don't really stand for it. The, you know, Jet, standing tall does not represent limitation in my book. So that was the lesson that came out of, do I really want to be invisible as myself? Or do I want to just be not so available at the beck and call of other people using me when I need to choose to follow my important schedule in order to get my stuff done? So what I really want to be is visible as myself, not visible as a doormat or visible at everybody's beck and call. Or visible at, you know, easily distracted by the phone. I just need to be very, very much more clear about what that means to me. And I need to be more disciplined. So that's kind of the outcome of what happened last month.
Wow, that's cool. So you got back to visible as myself is really back to that that statement, but choosing what myself is. That's pretty cool.
Being very, very clear about it, and actually sitting back and saying, no, wait a minute, is that really, you know, what you want? And it's like, well, I don't know. It's all about thawing these dreams, you know, that bringing back all these childhood things that I may have thought were just childhood things, but were actually never even put it together. Even when you talk about having those little bronzed baby shoes, the bronze shoes that your parents did for you. And, you know, it's connecting for me that the importance of that is connecting so much more clearly now than it ever has before. So I may be a slow learner, but you know what? Eventually I get there.
I don't know about you being a slow learner yet, but you definitely will get there. So.
Yeah. I'm just talking in terms of, you know, 10 years I've known these stories and they're just now starting to sink in. But hey, you know, that's again, it's being clear. It's being really clear about and focusing and paying attention.
Yeah.
I could talk for hours on that, but that's as far as that goes right now.
All right.
That's where we're at.
Okay. We might get back to you. We might not, but we got where you are. Okay. Perfect. So let's cap. I don't hear Kathy's car anymore. I wonder if she's still there. Oh, there
she
is.
I'm muted, and I've got one dot of service, so I might end up disappearing. But
okay.
At any rate, I had that dream about my songs, and so I figured out what those were, and I put images up on my, on my board of those, and have been really absorbing what all that means. And so I have one thing in one of them that, okay, so I mentioned before that I had wanted to do a meeting of all the spiritual directors in the Santa Barbara region of the LA Archdiocese. And then it kind of seemed to fade away and move into the background. But on February 19th, in the evening, I'm going to an event where the bishop is actually speaking, and it's the kind of event where it's not a gazillion million people. And so I'm just believing that there's an opportunity that I'm going to be able to speak to the bishop directly and just pitch my idea. And, you know, so I've got like the 3-minute elevator speech for the whole thing. And I'm just going to believe that the waters will be parted like the Red Sea, and I'm going to be able to walk right up to him and make my pitch. I do need to sort of run it by Father Riz, too. I talked about it a year ago with him, or maybe it wasn't a year ago. It was at some point. Yeah, it wasn't. But anyway, to just make sure he's still up to hosting everyone. And then Malesio, Deacon Malesio, had said there were things we had to do first before that, and I have to check with him about those. But I don't want any of that to just get in my way. I want to absolutely believe that this is my unexpected opportunity to nail Bishop Barron and say, hey, dude, I have this idea. I have this vision. And so, anyway, that's my plan, and that's in one of my songs, The Song of Spirit. So.
Wow. Yeah. I can't wait to hear how that comes about, because, Kathy, as we always say, when you want something, you get it. So so how that happens, we can't wait to hear how it happens, because if Spirit's working with you to get that idea out there, the seas will part, and we'll get to hear what happens. So fantastic. Thank you. All right. So let me see, Diane.
Yes. Okay. The first item on my list was to send letters to foundations, which we did. I heard back from a couple of them and had a couple of meetings. I nailed to the contests that I chose, which were 5, and we'll see. It's a few more months till any of them choose anything, so we won't know anything for a bit. I contacted a couple of one library distributor, and found out that the one of my printers, it's kind of a long, confusing story, but they are already connected with the library distributors. So I need to look at getting library distribution a different way, but that's okay. And that's okay. E-reader sites, I actually got one, a small one, but I'm doing an ebook blast a week from Friday through them. So they're going to be advertising that my book will be $1.99 for the day. And so that'll be cool. I'll start publicizing that next week. And I was happy to get one that said, sure. I think they would say sure to anybody. So, Becca, if you're looking to blast out some ebooks, I recommend this place.
Wait, what is it? I was going to ask you, what is it?
It's called Good Kindle.
Oh, okay.
I can send you the link to them. The guy is super nice. Like, all the rest of them are really big, and you pay to do this. I'll let you know if it's worth it, you know?
Yes, there's lots of, so it's like an advertising site, like
BookBub. Exactly, but I can't get into them, you know, like I keep applying, and they keep saying, you know, they keep blowing me off, so.
BookGorilla keeps throwing you off, how come?
Blowing me off, yeah, they just haven't accepted
my book. BookGorilla? Are you sure? Not BookPub, BookGorilla.
No, both of them.
Whoa, that is bizarre. Okay, we'll have to talk about that, because... What do you think it is?
I think they got really big, and they're just more selective now.
I don't know. That guy who runs it is a really nice guy, and as long as you have a certain number of reviews, which you do, and then you have a good book cover, which you do, they take you. So I don't know what that is. We'll have to talk about that. Okay.
Well, they haven't done anything with me, so. And I've tried a couple times. Video interview. The only thing I did was contact somebody who was going to help me with iMovie, and she and I have just been playing phone tag. And that's my project for this month, actually. I'm pushing that for February. I sent Jose the ebook update so he can clean it up. He's away, but I did my part. I will continue to take fun and relaxing dates with myself, find joy in the immersion of the work, and plan time to not do stuff, which is a little bit easier said than done. Yeah. I've been sort of forced to nap a lot the past few weeks, so it's not exactly choosing to do stuff, but it's what has to be done, and then flying to New York unexpectedly and, well, somewhat unexpectedly. And I have enjoyed, when I'm present enough to actually sit down and work, to work for that hour block. But it's been past week or so, it's just been out the door, and I'm just gotta give myself a little grace at the moment. So.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. So what's happening with your, have you done the event yet? Are you going yet? Have you worn your sparkles? What's happening with that?
That's mm-hmm. this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah. And, it's Sunday, so I'm flying out Saturday, and it's Sunday. And it's cool. I got a certificate yesterday from them that I was nominated. So I'm going to, you know, at the very least, I'll have fodder for a blog and a press release next week. So that'll be good. And which I should actually start writing right now. And then and then the reason that I'm not going to be on the 21st on the call is that I was invited, that's the week before the Academy Awards. And
yes.
There's these private companies that do these like gift giving days to all of the nominees. Mm-hmm. And every year they choose a charity, and donations go to this charity. And this year it's Best Friends, so they wanted to bring in some animal-related people and products and whatever, rescue people. And so they invited me to come be part of this day, and it runs all day. And I know, except like when I first looked at it, I was like, wow, like there could be stars there. But then like looking a little bit deeper, I think it's like B and C list people, but I don't know how that could be nominees, you know, but I really don't know. I don't have big expectation that there's going to be big fancy people there, but I do have expectation that it'll be a fun day. So.
Yeah. And contacts that you would not have made otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who knows? There should be some media there. Best Friends will be there. I want to keep talking to them. And, yeah, we'll see. It could be good. And if it sucks, I'll know not to do that again.
I can't believe it would suck, nor do I think that you think it will suck.
Just at first I was like, oh, cool, like the nominees will be there. But I'm like, is that what the nominees really do on the Tuesday before the Academy Awards, going to this gift-giving thing? I don't know. Maybe they do.
Maybe they do.
But when I Googled it and stuff, I didn't, like, you know, you would think that if they had big-name people there in the past, that's who the photos would be online, and it's not. So.
Yeah, but I think you're going to meet some people that are going to be really useful.
I think it'll be good. And then the real big picture of all of this is that I had so much angst about the fact that we're now at the 6-month mark, and you know the book hadn't quote unquote taken off like I had hoped and expected, and it took some trolling through it a little bit. And it's just going to be something in my back pocket going forward, and it's just going to be a part of me, and I'm looking into, like, what's next. You know, I want to get back in the film. I'm hoping to sort of put a few things to bed this month, you know, the next month or so, and start working on the film again. And I mentioned last night that I'm also – I didn't tell you what I was going to do, but I'm also in the process, very early process, of applying to graduate school.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Well, yeah.
But we'll see. It's just a local program, and I don't know how competitive it is and if it's something I can get into or not, but it's cool looking. And if it is, I'm going to go back and hopefully get a master's in social entrepreneurship.
Wow, that is really cool. Well, we're going to learn a lot from you as you go through that program.
Well, first we have to get in, so we need the counsel on that, okay?
Yes, right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, something tells me, yeah, I'm not too worried about it, but if you need more counsel support than normal,
yeah,
we,
I just
you know,
have no idea
it.
If it's a program that's gotten super popular and they're getting, you know, I have no idea. I have no idea about it, but it's at Pepperdine, and it's 40% online, 60% in class, and I don't have to go up to Malibu. They've got a West LA campus for this. And it was kind of crazy. I was inspired because a girlfriend of mine went back to school this year. She turned 50 last year, too, and she's getting her master's in family therapy. My sister-in-law went back and got her master's a couple years ago. Another friend of mine who's all of a sudden got this crazy, amazing business, all of a sudden are thinking maybe, like, this could be good, not necessarily for the degree per se, but, like, my girlfriend who just started at Pepperdine this year, she said, they're so helpful. Like, they want you to be successful. They're just connecting you with other people. And, you know, they just keep giving you stuff and giving you stuff. And I'm like, that would be really cool because I could use, you know, like, what next? But if there's other people doing like-minded things as me and we could move forward together and I could get introduced to people and whatnot, I think that sounds appropriate, so.
Sounds fantastic. Get going, Diane. Excellent. Always something new with you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had to shake things up a little bit. It was getting really stale.
That's all right. We all go there sometimes. And it's good that you're getting lots of rest, too. All right. So, Cheryl, you don't really know what the heck we're doing, but you wrote a little thing about what you did in January. So do you want to talk about that? And then we'll move on to Jamie because we're missing Corinne and Michael. But would you like to just talk about what your decluttering stuff?
Call your dad.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm muted, but he's called twice.
Okay, go ahead, Cheryl.
He's here. Oh, okay. Decluttering everything in I got that. My sewing room is completely empty, waiting for John, and then just deciding what I'm going to put in there. But as I decluttered things, I also decluttered thoughts and feelings and just getting rid of and taking, I guess, facing some of your past. And it's like, that was really important to me like a long, long time ago, but not anymore. You know, and one of the things I learned, if you read the decluttering sites, they always say you have to ask yourself, do I love it? Do I look at it every day? Is it useful to me? And there was a lot of stuff I had that wasn't useful to me. And one of the things that I learned is that a lot of the things that I have is because it's what other people expected that I should have.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so just going through and keeping those things that I want and... you know what, once I know my intent is let my light shine and others shine, and it really, my light can't really shine until I got rid of all that stuff because it was kind of getting dimmed and snuffed out by all the unwanted things in my light. So I feel like I'm in a much better place. Trying to think of how to put it. I have time for me. I have time to read and listen to the podcast and spiritual, and I just feel closer to God and closer to a group of people, even though I don't see them and can't put faces to all of you. But that's what I'm doing. Is decluttering is the most. And what were you going to say, Becca?
Yeah, I was thinking how, you know, Cheryl was at this weekend we did the workshop, the Wheels workshop, and we were talking about, Dell and I were talking about, Cheryl, that your first color is, your entering color is brown, and that's self-determination, and how you have become more and more aware of yourself, and that's what you're talking about. You're saying,
right.
Oh, this is me. So you're really using that self-determination idea and I'm starting to express yourself. So it's visible to other people. So just so you know, we can see that happening.
Good, because for a long time I had to be what other people wanted me to be in my job. You know, when you're an administrator, you have to be something, somebody I found, that I had to be somebody that I really wasn't. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
So.
But there were things that are close to who you are. So it's going to be so fun to, like, work through this. It's just going to be awesome. So, all right. So that leads us into, that's probably Kathy. That leads us into Jamie, how, what you did last month, and then tell us what the heck is going on and what we can do to help you.
Okay. what I did last month, I joyfully prepared for the band's first gig, so that was successful. Did that, checked that off. I called Create Space to find out what the heck I need to do for my next step, and I'll talk about that because that's a big thing.
Okay.
And I did work. I looked at my new instrumental piece after many weeks, just being afraid to put the computer on to listen to it. And I turned it on and I was delightfully surprised. It's like, oh my gosh, I really like it. So I was like, oh, cool, I don't have to start from scratch. But yeah, I was so surprised. Like, wow, I did that? So I'm happy. So I'm going to be continuing to work on that. And while I was doing that, I was looking at my old, the last song I did, The Storm, and figuring out ways I can get that out there more and share it. And there was something that came up on my software that says, do you want, you know, I've already shared it to SoundCloud, but there was another thing that's just music oriented for people who want to buy your manuscripts and stuff. And I was going to do it. I was all ready to hit the click the okay button and share. And then I looked a little more and like, I don't know if this sounds like this is like, I'm sure it's legitimate, but it just sounded a little like, oh, I might be just giving away my song. So I wasn't quite sure. So I need to figure out about that. But it also could be getting it lots of really good exposure with other composers. So I don't know. And then what I also did a lot of that I wasn't planning to do was with the band stuff, I'm doing way more like so-called marketing and administration stuff. I put together a website and a Facebook page, and we're going to get a demo together. So I've been more involved in the band than I had planned to be the last month. So that's been taking up a lot of time, but that's fine. So I think, okay, that's pretty much all I did. So what I'd like to talk about, the first thing, was my Create Space call. Apparently, they no longer, what is that? Wait, hold on a second. It's okay, so this is a really weird thing. They no longer work with children's books because they figured that it was going to take, it was taking them more time than any other format they were doing, and it wasn't worth the money that they were charging, so they dropped it. So they wouldn't even do it. So they said, the guy was very helpful. You know, I said, well, what should I do? He goes, I recommend what you do is you get your own graphic design person to work with what you've got, because I told him I have all the writing, I have all the drawings, you just need to put all together, you know. And he said that a graphic designer could do that for me, and it would be best to have somebody that I could work with in person because it's a very one-on-one thing. And I was thinking, oh, I bet Diane knows a ton about how to go about doing this. So that's the next step I need to do, is find somebody to help me with that section of it. So, and then I can go back to Create Space, and they said, you know, they'll print it and publish it and all that stuff, but they won't design it for me.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good to know that they aren't, I haven't used their design service forever because they do it myself, but that's good to know. So it'll be good to hear what Diane says about So you're really looking for a book designer.
Yeah, I guess that's what you call it. So I need to know more about what that is. Like,
you want me to jump in now, or you want to?
Yes. Yeah, Diane, yeah. Go for it.
I used a book designer for my first, for the JJ book, the first JJ book, and that was a separate person from my illustrator. For the second book, I switched illustrators, and we already had a template at that point, so it was silly to pay a separate designer because she was just sort of plugging the new artwork into a template so that it would look exactly the same anyway. You know, I think that you can, I mean, I spent more money than I probably needed to because I was not like Fiverr savvy or anything like that. But I bet you could go back to Fiverr and find a book designer.
Yeah.
Because it's just a matter of...
it's not a long book.
It's not a long book. And it's also like, it's not rocket science. It's just a matter of creating a layout that you like, like a format, like what's the size and the shape. Like, I had a border around mine that kind of softened the artwork. Do you want the writing on the drawing? Do you want it above it, below it, on the sides of it? Like, you know, what works for you? But like, I'm not a creative person that way, but I knew what I liked when I saw it. So she would give me some different ideas. And, you know, so that. Now, do you already have the words on the page the way you want them? Is that how it looks so far?
Yeah, I do. I use this template that is a square book, because I want it to be a square book, which might be weird, but so I have the words on that in the spot they need to be, and I know where I want the pictures placed, but I don't know how good my choices are and how, you know, if I need to rearrange where some of the pictures would go or have words go over part of the pictures. I don't know the little detail stuff like that, but I have it pretty much, you know, looking kind of like how it would, but I just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, I would maybe go back to Fiverr and see if you could find a book designer or graphic designer who's done books before, you know?
That's an excellent idea.
Because there's no reason for you to spend a fortune on it, and
I had such good luck with him for my illustrator, and too bad my illustrator can't do. Well, I don't know. I should check with her first, because the last thing she said was, if you need any help with the publishing end of the book, let me know. So I don't know if that meant designing-wise or...
Ask her. If you had a good relationship, ask her.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I'll check with her.
Because it's not... how many pages is the book? It's like... 12 pages or something?
No, it's probably, I know, it's 1,400 words, but it's, how many pages? I forget. It might be 12, 14 pages.
Yes, so it's not going to be, which is cool, because, you know, it's not like a 200-page book, so I agree with Diane. go back to Fiverr and talk to that girl and see if she can design the book for you. And then when you send it to CreateSpace, you can send it in a format that what happens when you send it to CreateSpace, because you're talking about this as a printed book. That's what we're talking about right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you upload your document to CreateSpace, and they give you previews, and you get to see what it looks like before you even go any further, and then you can say, oh my god, yes, or oh god, no, you know, then do it again. And then when you think it's all done, then you can order a proof copy, so you actually see what it is,
and they send it to you. Can hold it in my hand and go, okay, this is what it would look like.
Yeah, and Jamie, you're not planning on doing a hardcover, correct? Just a paperback?
Yeah, I kind of wanted a hardcover, but I know that'll probably be...
I don't think you have enough pages for hardcover.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that,
well,
but I know that...
Well, you know those little... what's the cardboard kind of cover? You know those little kids' books, like for really little kids that are...
Yeah.
I want that kind of...
The golden books?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that Create Space can do that. That's specialty printing.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
it's probably
you can
expensive.
Ask them.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
you but
can
you know,
ask them.
You know,
okay.
There's a because you've got because well, this is just a thought. Okay, we have. I know it's a internet or internet at least national Shutterfly.
Mm-hmm.
That
it's expensive.
Actually, it is, but it could give you an idea of, you know, how it would feel when you were looking at it, because they make the cardboard rather. Are you thinking like instead of like a golden book, are you thinking one of the kids' books with the hard pages, Jamie?
No, not the hard pages. No.
Oh, okay. All right, because that's what Shutterfly does.
They do. They do those hard pages.
They have very interesting designs. They're expensive, as Becca says, but they do specialty books. You can get some pretty interesting specialty setups.
Oh, that's cool. I never even thought of hard pages. I don't think I want that, but that makes me think about some other stuff. I'll have to check that out.
Just for giggles. You know, and to get an idea, but you know, if you're going into a book, trust Diane when she tells you it ain't cheap.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not. Yeah, you mean which part of it? She's talking about the design part is not cheap, but and the other part of it when you go on Create Spaces. Jamie, I would ask them if they print square books. It's not a standard size. So
they do.
They do? Okay.
My kids' books are square, and they printed samples for me. So that's definitely a possibility.
Okay, that's good to know because, yes. All right, square size, and but it will be, if you do Create Space, it will be paper, it won't be hardcover. There are other books you could print. There are other places you can print books, like Kobo, other print places, but I don't know if they do hardcovers either, because of science, it's a specialty thing.
And Jamie, and you won't also have enough space for a spine if it's 12 pages, because with 32 pages, I don't even have a spine through Create Space for the paperback.
Okay. Yeah, and
more I think about it, I think it's 24 pages, not 12. I think it's double that, but that still wouldn't be enough.
It might be for a hardcover spine. With the paperback, I think I might have told you this, when I was doing a little bit of market research, I went to Barnes & Noble and I asked them, what would they recommend I do, a hardcover or a paperback? And they said, what you have to be careful of if you're doing a paperback, if you're planning on having them in a store, was that it have a proper spine and that it doesn't look like a pamphlet. Now, if you're not planning on selling it in a store, it's okay if it looked like a pamphlet. But when I first got back the samples from Create Space, the spine wasn't bad. They had actually squared it off, but then I got some more samples and they couldn't keep it consistent. So, just to let you know, but with the hardcover, I have a spine because there's more space there to write some, you know, to write the name of the book and the publisher and my name.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love how yours came out. I mean, I think they look just amazing. It's just perfect feel and size and everything. But I don't know if I'll be able to get close to that. But that's kind of an inspiration for me. That's really cool. So then where is it going from there? Do you know? I know this is a step further, but maybe Diane can kind of lead you in that direction also.
Yeah, I do. I know I want to get it into libraries like Diane because I want people to be able to see it and benefit from it. I think I'd also like to get, I don't know if I can do this, how appropriate it would be. Kathy could probably tell me, get it into churches, into little kids' reading rooms or something. I don't really know if that's something we have, but because it's talking about, you know, love and that's all there is, I'm thinking maybe that would be an okay thing to approach a church with. of any denomination. And then I really do want to give it as gifts to whenever I have a friend or clients whose pets died. I want to give them something so badly to help them feel better, and it would mean everything to me to be able to hand them something that was really professional and well done and meaningful. So I'm not really planning on making money on it, so to speak, but I just really want to share it where it's going to make a difference.
Wow. I think Kathy's there.
Yeah, Jamie, I think that part of it, and I remember when you were talking about it and reading it in the early days, and I think churches, it would depend on their attitude towards life after death for animals, and if it went along with their faith tradition for all of that. And so some might be open to it and some might not. And, because even in my church, no one talks about that much, you know, critters and so forth and what happens. But I think the market I could see is vets, you know, veterinarians.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because if they have to, you know, many, many times, they have to put animals down. And so to have something to gift to the people, because, you know, I get... When we've had to do that, we get a condolence card in the mail from them a little bit later, you know, sorry for your loss and all of that. And so I think that would be a great market for it.
That is perfect. That's absolutely perfect. And I have a really good new vet who I teach his kids at school, and and he loves me and I love him. And he's like, he'll help me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a great person to contact. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in that case, Jamie, it wouldn't matter if it looked like a pamphlet because, I mean, think of all the Christian Science things that that Becca has sent us. And they're all issued they're thin like pamphlets. Doesn't matter.
Right.
They're actually a whole lot easier. They're a lot easier to have around, you know. I have mine
that's
right on my
true.
Desk, and they don't take up any space. So
that's maybe I could do like that idea, the pamphlet kind of thing, where it's readily available and, you know, easily accessible in, like you say, vets' offices or in magazine racks in the libraries and stuff. But then also offer. For those who really love it, a fancy hardback, full color, special copy, you know,
for $500, sure.
Dedicated to their particular pet, you know, something just that would make it really
personal. The individualized book, you know, like to have the. You know, like the thing they do for kids where they actually publish a book with your kid's name and,
The
kid's name is the whole thing. Sure. You know, it's okay to offer a specialty. That's, you know, that's kind of the fun of it, you know?
Yeah. And so if somebody really wanted it bad enough, they'd have the money to pay for it.
Sure.
Hey, Jamie, maybe you could put... if you're going to get really fancy, maybe you could put a little pocket in the back with a CD in it for music.
I knew you were going to do that.
You know, like
a song written specially for the dog or the cat.
Yeah.
Or a song written especially for dogs going over, or pets going over the Rainbow Bridge, you know?
I think I know
a songwriter, and I think I know somebody who's, you know, who's actually focusing on writing some of your own music this year, you know? And it's like, it's like the book that my friend in town, you know, had.
That's right. It's like the one you sent us.
Yeah, she has a meditation CD in the back of the book.
Yeah.
You know?
That book, I should talk to her.
Yeah.
I can definitely put you in touch with each other. Yeah, absolutely.
That book had to cost her a fortune.
It did.
Yeah.
God, it's got the shell laminated like on the front and the CD, and it's just so elaborate and beautiful.
Yeah, expensive book. Yeah, so it would be good for you to talk to her, Jamie. That would be interesting, and then you can tell us what she said.
That's great. Yes, I would like to do that. Might as well have all of my options, like, you know, from one
I'll put you in touch with each other.
Well,
okay, introduce you.
Thank you.
And since the ideas, like the vet idea is an awesome idea, I would, if I were you, I would start him on the, don't think, oh, I'll just wait till the book is done. Go talk to him now and see if he can set you up with a group that would buy bunches of books, like vet, whatever they are, vet place, you know, vet, because, you know, the dream is sell books by the truckload, but they do that sometimes. Sometimes you actually run across somebody, and sometimes they will print the book themselves. So if they like it enough, and they they get to be the sponsor of it, and, you know, it says on the back, blah 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 blah. Then they'll pay for the printing. It's not very often anymore. It used to happen a lot, but not as much
it's
anymore.
Something
but
that
you
they
never
really
know.
Want. Yeah. Okay, that's a great idea. I will talk to him.
Worth trying. So other than vets, is there any place else that Jamie could go and try to sell books by the truckload for dead pets? No.
Dead pets.
I couldn't come up with the right word. Just said Rainbow Bridge pets. I'll put it that way. Rainbow Bridge. Blah. Rainbow. Oh, well, I can't even say that now. But anybody else have any other ideas? Mouth wasn't working. So you're going to have time to... But I love the idea. In fact, Jimmy, I thought you wrote a song like that once. A long time ago. I thought we had this discussion a long time ago, or did I just dream it? About you writing music for pets like that.
No, yeah, we talked about it a long time ago, but I never did it really.
Oh, okay.
But we did talk about it. When I had the daycare.
Yeah.
The doggy daycare, you thought I should do a CD of songs for the
dogs.
The dogs and the owners and stuff. Which is
the
Yanni
of the pet world. I love it.
Oh, it's a very nice doggy daycare. I have to say, I thought about your doggy daycare the other day and thought, that was a nice little doggy daycare. And then you
did
doggy pet sitting, too. And so you pet sit. Speaking of which, what about that book?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I have to finish that. It's about 3/4 done, but I guess that would be the next thing too, huh? Yeah.
So tell people what that book is.
Another thing? Is this another part of your life that Becca had to tell you about so that you would remember?
No. No, this is part that I remember because I loved it so much. It was my pet sitting doggy daycare center days. And after I was done with it, I realized I had so many incredible stories to tell, and I thought people would love to hear it. So I've been writing a book on a day in the life of a pet sitter, and it goes from, you know, house to house, adventure to adventure, all the different clients I had and different things that happened, and like having to crawl through a doggy door because I locked myself out to get back in to get the dog, all that kind of stuff. So fun things like that. So it's got tons of stories like that, and it's about real events that really happened with real dogs and cats. So I have pictures of a lot of the actual animals that I'm writing about. But, so it's just funny, you know. It's an entertaining little storybook. So I do want to finish that so I can share that with people because it's fun.
Well, now you're in that process of what you're doing with the book. There's no reason why you can't, you know, as in all projects, while you're working on one thing, you might as well start another one because there's a lag time while you're waiting for something to go through. So you might as well keep going on the next idea. And didn't you babysit Calissa Lockhart's dog that you found in the dumpster or something?
Yeah, Webster.
Yeah,
Webster.
A story. So there's so many cool little stories like that. That would be plus.
I'm going to forget, so I'll have to maybe ask you, and Bonnie will remember some of them. But the ones that were the most entertaining are the ones I've written so far, but I still have a bit more to go.
All right, well, you're going to be a book writer now, I see. Okay, so book writing. And the other thing I loved when you were talking is that it sounded like you've accepted the fact that you are the band leader marketer.
Yeah, I think so, because it's not going to happen the way I want it unless I do it. And me and Donna, we're both like on the same page all the time, so it's perfect. But she's not an administrative kind of person or a computer kind of person, so I handle that stuff way more easily than her, and she does more of the going out and getting us gigs. So we work together really well. But I schedule all the rehearsals and the song lists and the everything that we're doing. So it's a nice collaboration. We work really well together, and if that's the only way I think I'm going to be happy, actually, it's a lot of work. Sometimes it's a pain in the ass, but when it works, it's like, that's good, because it's the way I wanted it to go. It's the way I think it needs to go. So somebody's got to do it right, and I'm going to be the one that's going to do it.
That's right. You are going to be the one that's going to do it. But it's what is really cool is I'm sure everybody can hear that you're not fighting that part of yourself anymore, and you're just doing, it's me.
That's
a big deal.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like, I can't believe how much time I've been putting into it, like, willfully, you know? Instead of like, I don't want to do that. I'm actually like, I need to send this out, or I need to look this up, or, you know, I've got to get on this. So,
this is
good.
It is good. Does anybody else have anything for Jamie, all the things we threw out, throughout? Or more ideas for her? Would you guys like to read that new book that she's talking about? Not new, but the old one.
Yeah, I love those kind of books.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, good.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
You
can share excerpts with us.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, sure, I could. The only person who's ever read anything from it is the first chapter of the book. Is about my first pet sitting client, and she's still a friend of mine, so I let her read it because it's about her cats. So, but other than that, nobody's read anything from it.
Yeah, it's helpful to have other people read your books while you're writing them, because they give you ideas, and then have a bunch of people read your books afterwards to catch all the proof, although you have to hire an editor anyhow. But it's helpful to have other people read them too, because there's so many that just get by even an editor. So,
right,
we'd be happy to read them.
Oh, I'd be happy to send out a chapter or two of adventures.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
Cool.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, so next month it's Jedi is the. Is the person. So, because we want to catch her before she totally falls into the well.
Too late.
Too late. Oh, no.
Well, before the water goes over your head, we'll catch you.
Too late.
So. Wait, this is, you know what? I'm not sure it'll be interesting, Deb, because I'm not sure in this past year you ever came out of the well and the water. Like,
I didn't.
But that's
to be expected when you're going through a major transition. And I've come to realize that this past year, even though other people don't recognize it as such, I'm sure everybody in the council who's listened to me over the years realizes that this has been a big transition year for me. And there's always a mess in a transition.
Yes. There is a mess in a transition.
And
absolutely.
I can definitely attest to the fact that there's a mess around here. So,
well, we're going to help. We just love helping with messes, so it's going to be wonderful. So,
absolutely.
Cheryl, this, I'm sorry, Jet. So, Cheryl, nope. This is the first call. So after this call, and we used to spend, first call for you. So we used to, at this time, everybody would go back around the room and say, this is what we're going to do in the next month. But we don't do that anymore so that we can spend more time just doing what we just did, chatting and coming up with ideas. So in the follow-up email, everybody sends what their plans are for the next month. And everybody doesn't have the same kind of, you don't, as we talked about, Cheryl, you don't have to have a business that it's going to go out, like I'm going to go out and make money. It's, I may say why not sometime down the road, but it's really the idea of expanding out and sharing who we are in a way that would makes it the gifts of what we are more accessible to people. So the things that you decide to do can be anything. And right now you're on the right track when you were talking about getting rid of stuff. So that's exactly what you would do. I'd just say, this is what I'm going to do in this next month, just to be more visible as myself, as Jet said and Kathy says. So do you have any questions about it that we can answer for you so we don't send you off like into the space of what? You know, that space?
No. Also, I want to say is all of you are so creative and talented, and I can hear that you are living your dream. And I think kudos to all of you for your efforts. And it's just, it sounds positive. You know where you're going, and you know what you want, and you're doing it. I don't hear any doubt in any voices.
Yeah,
it may be in your head, but it's not in your voices.
That's because we have each other, and we can go, "Oh my God, what the heck is happening?" So that's what, and then every month we get the chance to just have a whole bunch of ideas come, like what we talked with Jamie, like there were ideas she wouldn't have thought of before without all of us thinking about it.
Right.
So that's what it is. So it's going to be fun following up with what you're doing, Cheryl. It's just going to be watching the blossom unfold. This is my favorite thing. It's the Shift Master's garden. You guys are all the flowers in the Shift Master's garden. So, seriously. Really. Honestly.
I like that.
Yeah. That's true,
like
too.
That.
That's exactly how it is. Does anybody else have anything else they want to say about the call or up? Yes?
I do. But, Becca, it has to do with that person that I connected you with for the podcast,
yes.
But it's something
yes.
for Diane. Is it okay if I mention that person and all that, or is that supposed to be a big surprise and I don't want to?
Oh, no. It's not a big surprise. Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah. It was just something, Diane, I know a woman. I met her when her husband died. He went off on a bike ride and didn't come back. And she was deciding that she was going to write a book about that, a widow to widow kind of a book. And she went all over the United States interviewing widows, and she really thought this is what her project and her life was going to be, was this book. And she never wrote the book. But what she created around her, or what God created around her, was this huge foundation called Soaring Spirits, and it's a widow's foundation, and she does all kinds of stuff, and had the first international widows conference in San Diego, and, you know, she just recently got a letter from Joe Biden because, you know, he'd been through that kind of experience, but what I'm saying is that she thought it was one thing, and within that same area, widowhood, something else was forming around her. And so I think, you know, it may be that it is your book and it launches and sells a gazillion billion copies, but it really feels like there's something huge forming around you. It just keeps forming around you. And so I don't know, you know, what it's going to turn out to be, but it's going to be something that you don't have to carry along. It is carrying you along. So I don't know. That was just my random thought, and
I
have
think,
been thinking of it for a while.
It's not random, and I appreciate it, Kathy. And that's kind of why I recently let go, so to speak, of it having to be like, you know, like lamenting that it didn't turn into a business, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And,
right.
And why I'm open to applying to school. And I'm really excited about the program too. It's got some really, really cool stuff in it. And I might, again, like that woman thought she was going to write a book. I might never make it to school. Who knows? But it sort of seems like the next step in this. And as it is, you know, certainly applying to this school as a 50-year-old woman and not a kid just fresh out of college, I've written books, and I think that that looks pretty cool on a social entrepreneur application, you know, for a master's program. So if nothing else, maybe that's what they're there for, to help me get into that, which is really – and ultimately, I feel like I want to have, like, a big voice in whatever it is that my voice is supposed to be big about. And I feel like maybe something like this program could help me express that voice louder and bigger. That's all.
Yeah. Even you don't know which part is the which part. But a big voice, I'm thinking that she started out as a widow, you know, in Simi Valley, and now Joe Biden has contacted her personally, you know.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
pretty cool.
It's a big voice. And so you don't know what it is, but Diane, there's a huge energy swirling around you. You are in the center of what is forming, and it's happening.
Well, you're very sweet, and I you know, the only reason why I can remotely feel that is that I've agreed to let go of the book having to be its own business. You know, like it took me a while to
do
that.
Right.
Or the
right.
books, mm-hmm. the books, and then I'm open to it being something, you know, and you know, taking that leap into, I have no idea what it's going to be. But that the books ultimately for me were too small for what I want to say, you know, that, and that it's not just about animal rescue, that it's something bigger, but I think I need to learn something else. There's something bigger and deeper and wider that I'm not tapped into yet. I mean, I'm tapped into it yet, but I'm not aware that I'm tapped into it yet. So.
And I see it that it is already there. It's already there, and you're just walking into it because it's already there and it's already in
Kathy,
place.
As we say, from your lips to God's ears. So.
From my lips to God's ears,
Yeah, absolutely.
You said that just right, Kathy. That is beautiful. And I just love what you just said. And I think that I think everybody's in that place, even though sometimes it's not as easy to see. So thank you for saying that. That was very,
Thank you, Kathy. That I feel, you know what, at the very least, I feel a lot of love around that. So thank you so much.
Yay. All right, everybody. Thank you for this Shift Insiders call. I'm sorry that Corinne and Michael aren't here, but you guys were, and it was fantastic. So thank
you.
Love.
Thank you.
Lots of love.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.